You ready, preacher? All right. All right, can I have your attention now? Got a couple announcements, mate, before we take up offering. All right, October the 2nd, they got a zoo trip. You got a time on that yet, TJ? Any time yet? 6:30 from the church. October the 2nd, they're going to the zoo, leaving here at 6:30. I assume that's on a Saturday, is that right? Okay. And then October the 17th will be Old Fashioned Day here, and Pastor Appreciation Day. And thank God for our pastor. We've been blessed right here. Anybody have a birthday this week? Anybody get a little older? Uh-oh. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody have any spiritual birthdays? Amen, brother. How many years? You know? A long time? Oh, good deal.
Praise the Lord.
Anybody else? Amen. John come a long ways. They said it wouldn't there be nothing again. You watch him pull in the driveway in that Jeep. Right? Say, wouldn't there be nothing? That's what they said about a lot of us. Wouldn't there be nothing? And I still ain't without the Lord. But with the Lord, I'm something. We're going to heaven one day. All I got to do is hold on. Hold on. Love you this morning. If we have the ushers, we'll take up a morning offering.
Lord, we come before you thankful for this beautiful day, Lord. Thankful for the guidance. Thankful for our Sunday school message. Lord, help us take it and apply it to our lives. And on Brother Bill as he stands, God, help us all to focus in on this service. God, not worry about where we're going to lunch or what we're doing later, but worry about what you can do for us right here today, Lord. Take this offering. Just help the church use it as you see fit. We'll never fail to give you the honor, the glory, the praise you deserve. Amen.
Amen. 137.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the faith of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust in Jesus.
305.
Thank you.
Jimmy's told us several times about Ann sends him a card, and it pleases him. Just think about sitting there in prison. And Scotty, our boy, called us this week and said they had cut out visitation again at the Dobson jail. So, you know, it's a lonesome time. Amen. But I've been set free. Praise God. I ought to have been in hell.
Amen.
Lord set us free, and we don't need to go back into bondage.
Amen.
I love this. We got people sitting in different seats. I'll have to go hunt you. I'll have to go hunt you for an amen. That's good. Good to be in the house of the Lord. I wish we had three more back rows. We'd fill them up. Amen. These up here sets the same things, and I promise you I won't slobber on you much. Amen. Be hunting the book of Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah. And then we'll be going to Hebrews. So I'll give you just a minute to look over them. Larry Johnson, did he mention that? He found a ring. It sparkled in the sun. It don't do much in here. But he said he didn't know if it's real or not. He said he is confused. Amen. I don't know a real diamond from a fake. If I hang around you long, I know if you're a Christian or a fake. Amen. Yeah, bless God, it'll change. A Christian smells different. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
These Christians smells like alcohol. They smell different. They missed it. They've been deceived. Amen. I tell you, some more have been deceived. These are things they can do anything they want to and still going to heaven. Amen. I appreciate all that come out to work yesterday. I think it was maybe 15 came out. Todd went and got us some biscuits. I don't know if you can count 15 or not. Shannon had one arm, and me and Andy might make one. I don't know. But we was here thrashing and trying to get it. We tried. Amen. The Lord blessed us. And I'm not even much sore this morning. The 10th chapter of Nehemiah. It'll probably be the 10th chapter of Hebrews.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. May preach about 15 minutes before I tell you what the title of the message is. What God laid on our heart. Sometime last week, God laid this on our heart. And I want him to sing that song. He set me free. And in the book of Nehemiah is after the children of Israel had been set free from Babylon and they were coming back. We done a revival one time, and we're not even going to go close to that, but we done a revival and preached 5 nights on Nehemiah. And there's something that we can do to build a wall. There's something that every one of us can do. And I guess the point that I want to get across is, amen, we don't need to go back in bondage. We need to stick with what we told. Everybody that's ever joined Mount Vernon Church has read the covenant and said we're going to go by it. And along is to peace. Some of them lied. He said, if we leave this place, we will go somewhere else. And he said, we will leave in fellowship. And we won't sell alcohol. And we're going to help for the necessity of the saints. We're going to help the church. Somebody lied. And Preacher Bill, I know 29 years, and I've read it before. Other preachers wanted me to read it before I was pastoring. And I'd say, do you agree with this, to join the church? And that's just a little covenant. Let me go on. Nehemiah 10. Think about 70 years down in bondage. I was only 26 years in bondage and sin. And God delivered me. But think about, and all the ones that died down in Babylon. But as they come back to their home place, and how excited. I know a few mission trips we've been on, and how excited I was when I come up 52 and it said Surrey County. Knowed my church, knowed my church family. I was excited. You think about these people that had been in bondage, and some of them liked it, some stayed down there. But some never forgot. Some never forgot about the old temple. Some never forgot about the work that they'd seen done in Jerusalem. Never forgot how God blessed. And I'm going to tell you, some of us have forgot what God brought us out of. And I didn't realize, Mike, I didn't realize that I made a vow hanging around that old commode, first day of April 1968. I made a vow, God, if you'll get me out of this, I'll try to serve you. I was nigh unto death. I was sick. Things had fell apart. Everything, I was in bondage. Just like the children of, in Nehemiah, in the book here, the children of Israel in bondage. And some of them didn't forget. But I'm going to tell you, some of us have forgot what the Lord brought us out of. I couldn't save myself. I can't keep myself. All I can do is put me in the hands of God. Larry brought it out this morning. I've got to put me in the hands of God. I've got to study the Word. I've got to hide the Word in my heart that I won't sin against God. I stumble and I fall, but He's there to pick me up if He knows I've made a fleshly mistake. I need to be sorrowful of my sins. Today we're not sorrowful of fornication. We're not sorrowful of cheating people. We're not sorrowful for beating people down or talking about people or rattling on the telephone or sending bad messages across the Facebook. God help a person that will send a message to tear a church down. God help them. I'm going to tell you, cancer would be a good thing for them compared to what the hand of God. And the Bible said that you can be turned over in Romans. You can be turned over to a reprobate mind. And neighbor, let me tell you something. Larry said he was confused, and I get this off my heart, and then I'll read. I'm not confused. Coronavirus was sent straight out of hell by Satan to do the work that it's doing to bring confusion between the people. And I know I had corona, and my mind still seemingly sometimes ain't what it was before I had corona. I had some things to overcome. And then I'd wonder why is this not understanding? Why is this and that's talked about the greatness of God and what God delivered me from? Why are they scared to death and run back into a hole? I'm going to tell you, Satan confused our mind and we think more of ourselves than we do serving God. Honey, when I get willing to lay down my life for the glory of God, the Spirit of God's going to come on and I'm going to begin to shout. I'm going to begin to rejoice. I'm going to begin to enjoy what God has given me.
So, amen, I'm no scientist, no doctor. I ain't even got a nurse's degree. Hallelujah. I can't even be a janitor in a good hospital. But can I tell you something? It's sent. It's sent from hell to separate the people.
Amen.
And where does it work more than anywhere else? Bringing ourselves together. In the worship house of God, it's had havoc upon the children of God. Because we're so weak, we've not exercised our faith. They said, you can't cross that line. Step out there and see if you can.
Amen.
Yeah, they told me I should have been dead. I said, I'm going to step out there and trust God and see if I can't live. I'm going to step out there, I believe 6 days, and I preached again. I'm going to step out there.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, but you need to slow down, Bill. What if you die in the pulpit? I'd have to go back up there to die in the pulpit, won't I? But think about it. What God has done for us. I was, Mike, Oh, Mike, come on. He's quiet. He don't say nothing. Mike, come up to the house. He called me. He said, you going to be home? I said, yeah. I knowed I was going to be home, face anyway. He said, I need to talk to you. And we went down to that old-fashioned altar. Good to see you, Brubaker. Amen. Glory to God. You know what? Mike come out of them woods that day a different creature. You know what he wanted to do? Go down to the creek and be baptized. And you know, after that, he wanted to sit in the house of God. And now, bless his heart, God has fixed him with a job that he can be in the house of the living God. So that's some things and some fruits. And I'm going to tell you, honey, the farthest thing from my mind was the house of God. Y'all going to see where I'm going in a minute. Was the house of God, but I got saved. Pigeon Forge is just a little thing compared to the house of God. And the ocean ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours, and the waves come in and they go back out. Tide raises. It's just a small thing compared to the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. When the healing hand of God steps on you and you in bondage, and the healing hand of God, Chase, delivers you, delivers your soul, puts in your heart that you know that you are a child of God, without a shadow of a doubt, in my mind, I am a child of God. I'm going to tell you, that's deliverance. We go back right now, and I'm not going to read all of these, but excuse me, I've got allergies. I think it's tree allergy. Amen. And he said, now those that sealed were Nehemiah, and I'm not going to read 27 verses. But he said, these that sealed, and I'm going to tell you, we ain't going back into Ephesians and say that these that grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed of the day of redemption. I'm not going there. These signed an agreement, as we sign an agreement to work in the church, when we join up with membership, these signed an agreement. They put a seal on it, and it gives all their names down through 27 verses. That we will be there if you need us to build the wall here, if we need to put up the gate here, if we need to work on trees here, or if the floor needs sweeping there, or if the filter needs changing here, we agreed we're going to keep the doors of Mount Vernon Church open. Amen. How many has backed up and reneged on the vows that they give God? How many has backed up and said, if you'll save me, Lord, I'll follow you. I'll go for you. I'll testify of you. I'll praise you if you'll just save my soul. God put my family back together. Lord, this addiction of alcohol and drugs, will you take this from me? That's what I said. I didn't say all that in words. But what I was saying, I was submitting myself unto God. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. If I submitted myself, Andy, in 68, what am I doing today? Am I submitting myself unto God? Am I giving Him the best I got? Am I giving Him full charge of my life? Am I got my ears turned towards heaven? Is my face turned towards Jerusalem? Am I listening? Am I praising God for the deliverance that God gave to this old boy? He's answered prayer after prayer after prayer. Mine would have been dead, and yours would have been dead. But we filled our seat in the house of God. We've all made mistakes, but we come back to the house of God. back to the house of God. And he said, these are sealed. That's what it said. Now those that sealed were, they signed the seal agreement. And I'm going to jump to 28. And he said, and the rest of the people, the priest, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, that's the dedicated people. And all singers, and the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the land. Can I tell you what's wrong today? We ain't separated ourselves. I know that I've got to be in the world, but bless God, I need to be a sore thumb. Amen. I need to be one that's peculiar. I need to be one that don't fit into the junk. I don't have time to argue over ball games and race cars. Hello? Bless God, I'm saved by the grace of God. I don't have time to fly banners for somebody else. I need to fly them for Jesus. Think about what He's done for us. Separated themselves from the people of the land and to the law of God. What did they separate themselves from? From the people of the land. There was enemies in the land. There was people still in the land that had to help put them in bondage. There were still things out there that would have put them back in bondage. But they signed a seal. I signed a seal in 1968 in my bathroom that I'd serve God. I didn't do it with a pen or a pencil, but in my heart I said, God, if you lift this, I'll serve you. Very few words did I say. I didn't know none. I ain't shut up since. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said, themselves from the people of land unto the law of God. And it said, their wives. Hey, we got wives today that's taking the husband out of church. The husband's feelings ain't hurt, but the little wife is. You know what she's done? She's backslid on God. And we're worrying ourselves to death trying to get them back in church and people dying and going to hell. If you know to do good and don't do it, it's sin. It's absolute sin, glory to God. It's time we come back. It's time we come back to God. He said, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. Do you see this? They had some leaders, and it gives all their names in the first 27 verses there. He gives all of their names that sealed and signed off and said, we're going to serve God. Then all the people, and it says the priests and the singers and the Nethinims and all of these people are separated, and they separated themselves from the world. Can I tell you today, you cannot tell the church from the world today. Amen. You can't tell them in their dressing, their actions. Amen. What they talk about. A preacher called my hand. He called me Friday and wanted me to go with him a little trip. And he called my hand about a funeral. And he said, it's a crying shame that one sits in the choir to sing, amen, with not enough clothes to cover it. I said, I'm going to tell you something. That used to be one of ours. It ain't no more. I was proud to say that ain't one of ours no more. But people are looking at our lives. Are you one of us anymore? Are you still tied into the land? Have you separated to the laws and the commandments of Almighty God? Or are we what we say we are? This race is finishing. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes down to the dying hour, we better know we're right with God. I'm going to tell you, I laid there in the bed with a heart attack. Massive heart attack. I wanted to know I was right with God. I didn't call my wife and say how much is in the bank or who do I owe. Amen. I wanted to know I was right with God.
Amen.
Honey, I'm going to tell you something today. There's people being deceived today because they're satisfying flesh.
Right.
This is not to satisfy flesh.
Amen.
This don't satisfy flesh to preach the gospel. It satisfies the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. I've been delivered. I wasn't down in Babylon, but glory to God, I've been delivered. I've been delivered from the beer joint and the bootleg. The lust of the flesh. God delivered me. And I praise Him for it. And it said these people, They didn't have special callings on their life, but they saw these that had signed a seal. They seen these that had dedicated themselves, and they jumped up and said, "We'll go. We'll separate ourselves from the things of the world." Today, honey, the people don't want to be told anything. We don't want to be separated from anything. We want to fit into everything, amen, and still praise God. We want to be church on Sunday, but we want to fit into everything else. I'm going to tell you, it's time that we separate ourselves from the things of the world. The best I can do, I'm too deep into the world. The best I can do, things I've got to do to survive, honey, I'm too deep in the world. I don't need to be. I saw a little Christian girl, a teenager, and all excited about getting to go to a concert. They've lost their first love, if they ever had it. There's something wrong. 29. Oh, but they got to be young, Preacher Bill. You don't understand. Y'all think I was born 80 years old? You crazy. I've been a young man before. Ain't I, Emma? Yeah, Janet knows I've been an old young man before. I ain't now. I ain't 80 yet, but it's coming so far. I'm going to finish. And they clave. Look at this. Do you know what clave means? They hung on to their brother. I'm going to tell you, we're shunning each other today. We ain't nothing but a bunch of smart alecks. Amen. That thinks we're better than anybody else. Hey, because we got a shout back yonder and our son got saved, we're the greatest people going. Why don't we admit where our children are? We had a 50th class reunion, and I won't never forget it. Classmates, they said, "Mine's got a degree in this, and this and finished so-and-so tech. This one's teaching." I said, "Mine got a diploma from prison in Charlotte. GED. He said, "You don't have to be so honest." "Well, I reckon I do. I'm tickled to death he's still alive, ain't you, Mama? Sometimes he wires the wax right out of my ear, but, amen, but I'm glad he's still alive. I ain't ashamed of mine. Ashamed of some things they do. But we won't admit. If you pat sin on the back, you're just as wrong as they are." Yeah. Amen. Amen. Our children have strayed. Yeah. Lexi, I looked at a little painting that you done several years ago, and I thought, "You reckon she still loves me?" And she put on that painting, and it said, "He is risen." Don't never forget that He is risen.
Right. Amen. Lord.
It probably never go to a museum nowhere. But can I tell you something? It went to Preacher Bill's heart.
Yeah.
Amen. And then it'll pass back by. We need each other. When you think you can sail the boat alone, you're wrong. When you thought they could build the walls of Jerusalem back, they were wrong by themselves. They had to have help. No telling. Probably somebody knows. No telling how many it took to build this. But he said in the 29th verse, "And they clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse." Man, I thought about that. Entered into a curse. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But they entered into a curse and into an oath. It's a curse to our flesh to obligate ourselves to God. And I believe old Psalmist David said, and I'd have to look it up, but I believe he said, "Because of the zeal of your house, the zeal of my heart, the zeal of being a Christian, that trouble and tribulations come to me." That ain't the exact quote, but that's what he was saying. Because the zeal of God, it'll bring trouble to your flesh. It'll bring trouble. The flesh is lazy. And the Spirit's saying, "Go, go. You need to go. You need to do." I said yesterday, what can I do? Almost 80, am I like 2 months? Almost 80. What can I do down there with them fellows? I know I hadn't give up. I hadn't quit. I was trying. They clave to the loving their nobles and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law. Do you know what we do when we testify we're saved and go to the creek to be baptized? We have cursed the flesh. We have crucified the flesh with Christ, and we're going to walk by the law of God. We're going to walk by the grace of God. We're going to walk by the covenant of the church. We're going to keep the church doors open. We're going to give our tithes. We're going to give our time. We're going to make sure the house of God. And if somebody's sick, the preacher can't always go. If somebody's sick, we go and see them. We got some of the best writers here I know of. I couldn't write a letter to nothing. We've got them that can write a letter to somebody in prison and encourage them. Think about a man that's been in flesh in bondage for 23 years. I believe he told me like four years ago at River North, he got saved. He said, I've been a sinner all of my life, and I got saved. And our spirits joined together. Oh, I'd love to see the flesh out serving God. The testimony that he could give after 23, 24 years in the prison unto an oath and a walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God and His judgment and His statutes. And that we would not give, listen to this, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. They had separated themselves. I'm going to tell you young boys and young girls today, you need to marry one and think you're going to convert him. Bless God, if he loves you enough to marry you, let God convert him and then marry him. I'm going to tell you, it ain't nothing but trouble when they're unequally yoked together. It ain't nothing but problems in our house. I thought about it. I could go into a Catholic church and I wouldn't be nothing but trouble to them. Hello? I wouldn't be nothing but a thorn in their flesh. So I just stay away. Don't fool it. Where are we at today? They said they had dedicated and separated themselves. And he said, we're not going to give their daughters unto their people, and we ain't going to give our sons to their daughters. We're going to have a standard. I know how y'all are, just like I am. And if the people of the land being aware of any victuals in the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction in every debt. They'd pay up in the seventh year. That don't bother us a bit, does it? Boy, I'm glad there'll be a cafe open this evening, y'all. We probably need to separate ourselves. To keep from taking too long, let's just jump down to 39, okay? Y'all read the rest of that. It'll do you good. But this is what God's laid on my heart. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the wine, and of the oil into the chambers where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priest that minister, and the porters, and the singers. Now here's what's on my heart. And he said, and we will not forsake the house of our God. We will not forsake the house of our God. Oh, but COVID's out there, Bill. Oh, but there's somebody in the church that's done me wrong, so I'm not going. If they're Christians, I'm one too. If they're Christians, I don't want to be one. They live like the devil and hell itself. Are you going to join them? Are you going to fill up the house of God? The Bible says we have forsaken the house of our God. We have forsaken. The church should be full today. I thought about it. We've had to change our singing. We have to have little programs for the youth. We've got to have this and we've got to have that. Bless God, when I growed up, they had to preach Word of God or they didn't get nothing. Honey, it takes the preach Word of God, and we've tried to do away with the preach Word of God. Every direction I turn when there's another funeral, we want to have just a little memorial. We don't want no big crowd. We don't want to get them in church. I'm glad for a few that still wants to have a funeral, give an opportunity to preach the word. Maybe somebody's heart would be touched, honey. I don't need to gather around outside the grave and tell how good they are. They've done lived their life. I need to tell them we must be born again. You need to get your feet under the table of the Lord, glory to God, and smell the roses from on high. What God has done for us. We have tried to cut out the preached word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Pardon my French, but we got too many Joel Osteens. Oh, but they know that they're wrong. If you know you're wrong, bless God, you'll do something about it.
Amen.
I'm not knocking him. If I ever had the chance, I'd tell him right to my face. I wouldn't care. Sin is sin. When a drunk finds out he's in sin and going to a devil's hell, he'll do something about it. I'm going to tell you, when a queer finds out that they're queer and going to a devil's hell, they'll do something about it. Don't tell me they know what's happening, amen. They've been petted on the back. Be sitting in the cars, glory to God, and won't go back into church. They know what they're doing. They don't want to dress right. They don't want to see people. They don't want to take a chance. They don't want to give anything of their flesh. They want comfort their own way, bless God, and they're wrong. And us as church people try to go out and pet them back into the house of God. If you've been saved, you don't need petting. You need a whipping from on high, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Bill don't need petting. I've come to the wrong place, ain't I, if I want petting. Amen. We need the Word of God. It'll separate us. America has no idea where we're at. He said, if my people who are called by my name will love themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Glory to God. We'll heal their land. Oh, Darrell fixed me a clock back there. I said it so much that Darrell fixed me a clock back there and wrote it on the wall. I think of Darrell every time I go back that way. Let's turn over to Hebrew 10 and I ain't gonna read all of it. I ain't got time, but let's go to Hebrew 10 and I may read from about the 19th verse. This is some good stuff. We have forsaken the house of God. And they tell you they can sit and watch it on Facebook. If they're able to be in the house of God, I laid brick. I'd hate to try to do it by Facebook. I'd have never got 1,000 laid. 19. 10th chapter of Hebrews, 19th verse. Having therefore, brethren, bodies to enter into the holiest by the boldness to enter into the wholeness by the blood of Jesus. We're afraid to go into the boldness of God. You know, the priests could only go in and they tied ropes on them, they tied bells on them, so they'd know that they were still up and walking, and we had to stay on the outside. But by the blood of Jesus, glory to God, the door was open and He said, you can come in, I'll sup with you and you can sup with me. Honey, we've taken for granted the grace of God that He gave us that we can go in, we can talk to Him by ourselves. Amen, we can go into His private place. Amen, we can come in with boldness and God knows, and I can say, I'm a child of God. I'm one of yours and I've got a problem I'm not handling well. I've got sickness coming on me. I got family that's bothering me. I got financial problems. I'm glad we can go in and God knows and we can talk to our God. Amen. And He'll look down and I've seen it happen, honey. The Spirit of God move up on the scene. I take care of our every need. I've seen Him time and time again through the eyes of faith when there wasn't no way nobody else could move. Glory to God. Because we boldly called upon Him. We didn't have conviction in our heart. We were right with God and we could call upon Him and see the moving of the Holy Spirit of God. Praise His holy name. But He said, but a new and a living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh, having an high priest over the house of God. Hey, we need a high priest over the house of God. We've got him. It's Jesus Christ. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. We don't have full assurance today. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Amen. He said without wavering. Let us hold fast of the profession of our faith without wavering. I hope today, glory to God, after 53 years that I can go in and say, I'm still a Christian. I've still got my name written in the Lamb Book of Life. I've tried to plow deep. I've tried to go straight. I've done the best that I know how. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you today, I need to hold fast the profession of my faith. I don't need to say I'm an old man and I've done some good works back yonder. I still got a good work to do somewhere. Somebody needs to hear me. Somebody don't want to hear me, but somebody needs to hear me. Jesus wasn't loved by His own people, and old Bill ain't going to be loved by everybody. But glory to God, I need to hold fast, Mickey, what the Lord done for me. I thought about it, Craig. I want to be just like I was the day you met me. I want to be on fire for the glory of God. I want to climb just a height that I can climb. And when my mind tries to deceive me and Satan tries to tell me I'm nobody and nobody's listening, quit along the way, give it up, throw in the towel, glory to God. I need to get up and hold the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. I need to hold fast the profession of my faith. Can I ask you today, are you where you are when you started out for the Lord? Or have we let little things beat us down? A little hardship beat us down. Pastors are the most discouraged I've ever seen them in my life. Honey, they're telling me, all right, you don't have to go to church. You can swing over hell on a rotten cornstalk. Couldn't go to hell if you want to. They're telling them a lie, glory to God, and turn around and wonder where they're at. I'm not lying to you today, honey. You must be born again, and you got to hold fast the profession of faith that the Lord give you. The Bible said not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, I'm going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But us that do the will of the Father, He's coming back after a church that's cleaned up, a church that's washed in the blood of Jesus, that's got some boldness about them. I'm not worried if man's going to shoot them down or take them out. But glory to God, that God's going to be on the throne. Oh, that God's going to take care of our every need. What a Savior we got today. Praise His holy name. Well, thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Ooh. Dale told some of them yesterday. I told Lori, I said, Dale will work. She said, I know that. He told some of them, he said, if I can at 80 years old and I want to go up a ladder, he said, I dare you to say anything to me. That's similar to the words. If I'm 80 and still won't go up a ladder, let me go. Let me go. There's too many people said, honey, you're going to fall. Don't get off of the first step. Ain't you afraid that you're going to offend somebody in the Word? I'm going to tell you something, and I need a degree, but some of these doctrine degrees ain't worth nothing. It's took the Spirit of God plumb out of it. I'm telling you, it's moved. It's removed the Spirit of God. Yeah. If you can show me anywhere in the book where a person made it to heaven on a doctor's degree, I'll take this back. And it's good. I need some education. I need to study better. I'm dumber than a can of rocks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we're putting our trust in what we've learned from man. Amen. You sit under a teacher for a full year, he'll lead you astray. He'll take you down a wrong road. I'm going to tell you what I want, Father. I want to follow them that signed up and said, we're going to build the wall. Said, our forefathers were here, and I remember how it was. And we've been in bondage 7 years, but we've got loose. We're going to build this wall back. Really? It's going to take sweat and blood and blisters, and some's going to die, and some's going to be a battle. Well, Sandoval come against them trying to stop them there, but he went right on. We can just go right on. They come against old David, and he just went right on. Amen. They come against Jesus, and he just went right on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I promise you, I'm just about done. Let's hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another. Hello, church. Are we considering one another? I helped ordain Andy Brannick. And I'm guessing probably 47, 48 years ago, I may be off. Somewhere right in there. And I thought he had sickness and he had a pacemaker. And I thought he got afraid of corona a while. But you know what? I watched him yesterday. And his steps were short. Well, I stopped right up there and he was down under that tree. And I thought, I praise God. I praise God that he crucified the flesh and come on. He said, I can't do. He couldn't pick up some of them and I couldn't either. Limbs that some picked up. But he had one he could carry. Can I tell you something today? Carry that and you can carry.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. Just hold fast your profession. We're going to stand before God. And I'd sure rather him see me with a little limb that I could move than to have a hold of a limb that I couldn't move. I appreciate you that works, that does, and prays. Some can't do. Some can't do. Jobs hinder. Things hinder. I'm not an idiot. But neighbor, I'm going to tell you something. We've given too much to the flesh. We've given too much to the flesh. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. That's what I'd say to Andy. I'd provoke him. Take another step if you can. Amen. If you can't pick up another limb.
Amen.
If you can't go another mile.
Right.
Praise the Lord one more time.
Yeah.
We need to provoke them, honey, to serving God.
Amen.
And he said, this is another one of my favorite scriptures, 25th verse. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
Amen.
So much more as you see the day approaching. Honey, what God is telling us in His Word, today we need you more than we've ever needed you.
Amen.
Today you need us more today than you've ever needed us. I'm talking about the church.
Amen.
Honey, don't let us get out of church.
I thought, neighbor,
problem after problem. Amen. And don't see the need to be in the house of God. Let little scary points run you away. Stop you along the way. And I'm going to tell you what the bottom line is. We love flesh too much. We need to come back to our first love. That's what Revelation teaches us. That we've left our first love. He said, because you're neither hot or cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth. When God spits you out, you're done. Oh, it scares me. I fear God. I love my Jesus, but I fear Him. He's a power above any that I've ever witnessed. Anything I've ever heard about. I fear my God, Andy. I know He's able. I know He's able. And He will. Not forsaking the assembling ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. 26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. You know why people are so hateful today? They out of God's will. Let me just tell Janet, if I come in hateful, I'm out of God's will. Say, Bill, don't come to the house, go down to the altar and pray. See if you can't get it together. Hello? It's the illest bunch of people I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. They'll bite you. I thought I'd hate to be a waitress. Somebody'd have mashed taters on their head. I could probably never be a waitress. I'd have to be a waiter, wouldn't I? But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. I'm going to read one more verse and I'm going to quit. But he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment? 29th verse. Of how much sore punishment? Suppose ye, shall he be, though worthily, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
Amen. Amen.
Neighbor, mark that in your Bible. Whatever your highlight is, yellow, blue, green, mark that. And I'm going to tell you, the people under the law didn't know what we know now. The grace of God was a mystery to them. They didn't know what we know. But is there anybody here that ain't felt the Spirit of God? Would one raise up your hand and say, I've never felt the Spirit of God. I've never felt the conviction of God. Some Baptists call it conscience, but it's the Holy Ghost power of God. So there's not a one of us got an excuse why we ain't living better.
Amen.
Why we ain't more dedicated. Why we don't assemble ourselves together.
Listen.
I could almost cry a few weeks ago talking to a person, and the church run 300 and more. And they said 18, maybe 20 on Wednesday night. Is our God just a Sunday God? If he'd just been a Sunday God, I'd have not got saved on Monday. Hello? Well, I'm glad he's a Monday God. I'm glad he didn't have a hangover, wasn't sleeping in. He come on to me. If you will, Shannon, get us a song. Stand to our feet. I'm going to read that last verse one more time. But we have forsaken the house of God. These people took a vow, if you'll have it that way. They put a curse on their life that they were going to dedicate to build the walls of Jerusalem back. And he said in the 29th verse, of how much sore punishment, suppose you, it just has said they died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye that he being thought worthy, though worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God. A man that says, I'm a Christian, I'm a church member, and still using God's name in vain, is trodden the Lord Jesus Christ under their feet.
Amen.
They're bringing reproach on everybody that says they're a Christian. They're bringing reproach on their children, on our nation. You know why our nation's in the shape that it's in today? Do you know? People that said they were God-fearing people ain't God-fearing people no more. Lord help us. And hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. And hath done despite unto the Spirit of God. My Lord and my God, the invitation is open.
$177.
The altar's open. Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood of the Lamb, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb?
Have we forsaken the house of God? Have we let other things stand between us and God? There's not a person here today that don't have a problem in their life, in their everyday walk of life. Some's worse than others. We've got lost. We've got lost in our homes. We've got people that one time in church was praising God, and they're not no more. They brought despite. What happened to that man in faith that used to shout him that can't sit in the house of God anymore? What happened to him? There's room at the altar. There's room at the altar. There's room at the altar. Could we make place in our heart for the Lord? Could we make place in our everyday walk of life for the Lord?
You got your own problem.
That's right.
I remember you back 3 days.